Hi everyone, it's Jo again. I'm just coming back in on the Braille subject because I've just had a couple more thoughts because I've listened to other people's boos. Julie, who sent us in via email, and Steve, JLL underline tribute. And I was thinking, two things struck me. The first one, excuse the dog in the background, first one was that if somebody has a dual disability, so is visually impaired and hearing impaired, Braille is vitally important. They can't rely on audio. They can't rely on speech processors, speech packages. They can't do that. They can't rely on somebody reading something to them or putting a CD in or something like that. They have to have something tactile, and that means Braille is even more important to somebody with a dual disability than it is to somebody who's just visually impaired. I can't emphasise the need for Braille more strongly. I think every child should be taught Braille because it is a language. To be able to put your hands on the words and see things written down, I say see because that's the way I view it. You're seeing it with your fingers, yes, but you're still seeing a language. You're still seeing the English language or whatever country you're in, whatever language you speak. You're still seeing that, and you're seeing the formation of words, and you don't get that with audio. Audio is brilliant. I love it. Like I said earlier, I love relaxing with an audio book. You know, it's great to read a magazine with audio or listen to a magazine if people are going to be pedantic, but I think Braille is vitally important. I went to the Wesk Foundation on Wednesday. For those who don't know, that's the West of England School, which is in Exeter. It's not really, it's more like a village. It's a fantastic place, and I'm so glad that I got the opportunity to go and see the work that they do for children, well, for young people between 4 and 24. It's an amazing place. There'll be more about Wesk soon. But and I spoke, well, we all who were there, were a few of us did the tour, and we spoke to Ruth, who is in there. She does their transcription. She did the menus in Braille for Dining in the Dark, and I said to her, it's good to see that there's somebody doing that, and she said, oh, I'll never let it go, Jo. She said, because I, you know, feel very strongly about it. And they teach the children there Braille. My friend Jenny teaches Braille, and she has an office where she's got books and all the, you know, she's got like fingerprints and all of that, so that she can teach the young people Braille, and some of them are learning at an older age, but they still advocate Braille and they still encourage Braille, and I think that is great. They also do some transcription for other places, for cafes, restaurants and things, I think that is so important. I think we should make it known, because I know people who go into restaurants, and I was telling them this, that going to restaurants, you sit down, they don't have Braille menus, and the waiter or waitress says, well, what do you fancy tonight? Do you fancy chicken, lamb, beef? And they won't read you the whole menu. They will expect you to sort of say, oh, well, I quite fancy chicken. So they'll just read you the chicken dishes. Now, that is not good enough, in my opinion. It really isn't. That is a lack of equality, and it is discrimination, and so I think we need to be vocal about this. I think we need, in a polite and constructive way, I think we need to let people know that we still need it. You can't have you wouldn't want an audio menu, because you know if it's a busy restaurant or a busy pub, you want to put your hands on it, you want to be able to read it. You don't want to have to hold it to your ear and listen to it, or have to bother with a set of headphones. I do think Braille is so important, and I can't emphasise that enough. And that's just a couple of thoughts that came to me. I dare say I might even be back again, because as things keep popping into my head about it, that I just think are, you know, important. I remember when Jodie was little, she was in her first year at school, and she was fascinated by Braille, and she actually started to learn the alphabet. And she used to Braille birthday cards for me and things, I'll try to and everything like that, I brailled out all the children's names in her class, and then Rob wrote their names in print, and Jodie took it in, and Jodie's teacher actually put it on the wall for the term or whatever, so the children could look at it and see how their names were formed in Braille, which was great. And the kids were interested. So that was just a little thing, but I do think that's important, raising awareness. And for, you know, Steve said that it wasn't, there wasn't Braille on his jaws. Well, that is just terrible. That's, like Steve says, somebody that offers assistive technology doesn't even put Braille on something. You know, not everybody has sight. There are a percentage of us that have no sight or not enough sight to read even the largest print. And, you know, even for some people, they can read large print on one day, but they might struggle on another day, or if the lighting's bad. So, you know, give us tactile, please. That's what I say. Give us Braille. Okay, I'll leave you to it now. Take care, and thanks for listening.